Intro. This lesson walks you through routing old school drum and bass swing for a smoky warehouse vibe in Ableton Live 12. We'll build a playable jungle pocket with layered swing, micro timing nudges, and an atmospheric send network, all using stock Ableton devices and sensible workflow choices. Recommended tempo, 160 to 175 BPM. Try 165 to 170 for that classic energy. Before you start, save a backup of your live set. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a routed drum setup where different elements use different groove amounts and tiny timing nudges, a sliced break in a drum rack with a groove extracted and applied, separate hi-hat and percussion tracks with looser swing than the main break, a small send/return network, reverb, delay, and subtle saturation, tuned for a smoky warehouse ambience, a performance-ready template with macros and a resample workflow, step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and slicing. Step A. Prep, import and slice a break. 1. Import your break, amen, funky drummer, or any break you like, into an audio track and warp it clean to the project tempo. 2. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient or 1/16 beat as your slicing preset. This creates a drum rack with each slice as a sampler. Mute the original audio track. Groove extraction and creating templates. Step B. Extract grooves. 3. Open the groove pool and drag the original audio clip, or a clipped MIDI that best represents the feel, into the groove pool. This extracts the timing and velocity as a groove. 4. Duplicate that groove twice and rename the three grooves, G break tight, G hats loose, and G perk random. 5. Edit each groove with these starting values, G break tight, rate 1/16 or 1/32 for micro swing, timing 70-90%, random 5-10%, velocity 10-15%, G hats loose, rate 1/16, timing 30-60%, random 20-40%, velocity 20-35%, G perk random, rate 1/32, timing 20-50%, random 40-60%, assigning grooves and micro timing. Step C, assign grooves and nudge timing. 6. Select the sliced break MIDI clip and choose G break tight in the clip view. Set the global groove amount in the groove pool to taste. Start around 60-80%. 7. Create separate tracks for hats, percussion, and snare reinforcement. Program a basic 16th pattern for hats on a new MIDI track. 8. Assign grooves per track, hats, G hats loose, percussion, G perk random, snare reinforcement, G break tight with a slightly lower amount so it locks with the break. 9. Use track delay for micro nudges. Small MS values are powerful. Try +2 to +10 ms pushes, or -2 to -5 ms pulls. Example, push hats +4 ms for a laid-back feel, pull a shaker -2 ms to play a hit. 10. For pinpoint old-school swing, manually nudge individual 16ths in the MIDI note editor. Move groups of offbeats by small ms amounts or fractions of the grid. Combine these manual nudges with groove pool settings rather than replacing them. Layering and low-end integrity. Step D. Layering and keeping lows tight. 11. Keep kick, sub, and low parts aligned. Extract any sub kick into its own sampler and apply G break tight with minimal timing or random. Heavy swing on low frequencies causes phase and energy loss, so keep sub elements on grid or only very slightly nudged. 12. For snare punch, layer a sampled break snare with a tighter, quantized snare layer. This maintains punch while preserving the break's shuffled character, creating the smoky warehouse ambience. Step E. Returns and routing. 13. Create three returns. R1. Hybrid reverb or reverb. Start from a small room preset, increase decay to 1-2 seconds, raise diffusion, set high cut around 6-8kHz and low cut around 200-400hz, wet between 15 and 30%, pre-delay 10-13 ms. R2. Ping pong delay or simple delay, set to dotted 1/16 or a 3/32 feel, feedback 20-40%, low pass the repeats, dry slash wet 20-35%. R3. Saturator chain with EQ8 for subtle grime. Low drive, 1 to 3 dB, and a band pass to emphasize mids before sending back to the mix. 14. Send more of the looser, shuffled elements, hats and percussion, to R1 and R2. Keep kick, sub and the main snare sends low so the low end stays tight. 15. Put a utility on returns and reduce width for low frequencies. Keep width around 0-40% under roughly 300 hz so the low end remains club ready. Rhythmic modulation and resampling. Step F. Rhythmic tricks with stock devices. 16. Use beat repeat subtly on a duplicated percussion track. Set interval to 1/16 or 1/32, offset to create shuffled repeats. Grid 1/16, 8 low and mix around 20%. This adds glitchy micro swing without destroying timing. 17. Resample section. Create an audio track armed for resampling and record a 4 to 8 bar loop of your swung kit with returns. That gives you a bounced groove snapshot you can warp and slice for variation. Performance toggles and macros. Step G, macros and template work. 18. Group return sends into a rack and map macros for performance. A macro to raise or lower the global groove amount. Macros to control R1 and R2 wet/dry. A macro for dirt or saturation. You can also create crossfades or chain selectors to emulate turning track delay nudges on and off for performance. 19. Save this live set as a template so you can recall the setup in future jungle sessions. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply heavy swing to low frequency elements. It will thin the low end. Keep sub and kick tight. Avoid using the same groove for everything. You want contrast and interplay. Don't oversend everything to big reverb, that makes drums muddy. Use pre-delay, EQ returns, and keep wet mixes modest. Keep track delay changes small. Big millisecond shifts will sound like mistakes, not groove. Always check mono compatibility. Long stereo reverbs and delays can collapse badly on a PA. Pro tips: extract a groove from a vinyl sourced break for a more authentic feel. Automating hybrid reverbs damp or LP filter slowly adds realism. It sounds like moving through smoke or crowd density. Nudge the rate between grooves, for example 1/16 for breaks and 1/32 for hats, to create interlocking 16th vs 32nd interplay. Use transient shaping and glue compression on the dry drum bus for punch. Keep scent channels darker and smeared. Commit a groove when you want timing printed to audio for further slicing or resampling, and save your MIDI or audio afterward. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 45 minutes. Follow these 4 steps. 1. Load a break, slice to drum rack, and extract its groove to the groove pool. 2. Duplicate the groove to make a tight and a loose version. Assign the tight groove to the sliced break, and the loose groove to a programmed 16th hat part. 3. Micro nudge hats by +3 to +6 ms with track delay and send the hats to a hybrid reverb return. Decay tilde 1.5 seconds, high cut tilde 6 kHz. 4. Add a ping pong delay on a percussion return at dotted 1/16 with a Lopez. Send percussion at tilde 20%, and resample a 4-bar loop of the full kit including returns. Goal: capture a 4-bar resampled loop that feels swung, layered, and sits in a smoky wash. Recap: extract a break groove, create multiple groove templates, and assign them to different drum elements. Use track delay and manual note nudges for micro timing variation. Keep low end tight and send looser, shuffled elements into ect reverb and delay returns. Use stock devices, groove pool, drum rack, simpler, track delay, hybrid reverb or reverb, ping pong delay, saturator, beat repeat, utility and resampling to lock in the vibe. Save a template with your grooves, returns, and a resample track so you can jump into future sessions quickly. Closing now. Open a new live set, import a break, and follow the steps. /B the original loop against your grooved and routed version to hear how different groove allocations and send routing create that old school smoky warehouse pocket.